And we want to catch up now on a story you may have heard when it broke. On New Year's Eve, watch night services were taking place at scores of churches across the country. But at the Heal the Land Outreach Ministries in Fayetteville, North Carolina, the service became an intervention when a man walked in with a semi-automatic rifle. Pastor Larry Wright, who also happens to be a city council member, was giving a sermon. He ended up disarming the man. Well, then what happened? Reverend and Councilmember Wright joins us now. Welcome.
Well, I am glad to be with you today. How are you today?
I'm good, and I'm wondering if you're glad to be anywhere today when, you have this experience.
It's just good to be alive. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, yes.
Well, especially since just across the state border in South Carolina, as you well know, is the Emmanuel AME Church, where there was a slaughter when a man came in with a gun and joined a prayer circle. What were you thinking? I mean, was that on your mind when you first saw Gregory Boone come in with a gun?
Yeah, well, I was up giving a sermon, and the sermon was, you know, ironically on violence and gun violence across our country and
really?
In our local community as well, yeah. And we're talking about going into 2016 with a better mindset, you know, time management, you know, you never know when death is going to come. And I began to name all the senseless killings that took place in our local community recently, and this guy walks in. I saw the weapon, and my immediate thought was that this was not real. I'm retired military, so I looked again. I saw the ammunition clip in his other hand fully loaded, and I said, this is real. Mm. I stepped down out of the pulpit, and I asked him, sir, can I help you? And he said, can you pray for me? Mm. Now, I thought as well that there could be another round in the chamber as he walked up to me. I can remember thinking, if there is, I'll take this round and I'll subdue this guy and the brethren will come and get him under control. But, he gave me the gun. I patted him down. And after he was cleaned, then I began to minister to him. And I prayed for him. I talked with him. And the power of God hit him. And he went to his knees and began to cry.
Well, you've just said so many things. First of all, you were thinking, I'm going to take a round for my congregation. And also, you actually had the deacons, big husky ones, kind of surround him in a bear hug.
You know, I think it was the Spirit of the Lord just spoke to me to call four strong brethren to come and to give him a hug. Hugging together, he began to cry, and the Spirit of the Lord entered into the room, and it just diffused the atmosphere, because when he was recognized by the congregation, when I asked him, can I help you? Everyone was looking at me, because you have to remember I was giving the message
right.
at that time.
They don't see him.
When they saw the gun and the ammunition, over half the congregation jumped up in a panic and began to go toward the doors. And everything happened in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And I told the people, be calm, everybody sit down. Everything is all right. He wants prayer.
And it's hard to understand how you and others stayed. A couple questions. I don't know if this is maybe a tender one, but Gregory Boone, the young man who walked in with a gun, is black.
Mm-hmm.
Would your reaction have been different if he were white, given, again, the white supremacist shooting at the Emmanuel AME Church?
Mm-hmm. I think that I would have been more tense. And because of the situation in Charleston, we'd have probably handled it the same way, but with more precaution.
Yeah. Well, ultimately, you find out that Gregory Boone says he suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder and has been off his medication. And he came into your church on Thursday night out of desperation because he didn't have the money.
Right. Right. Well, I found out later, that his lights was off in his home. His wife had been diagnosed with some critical illness. Him himself had said that he had been church hurt. He might have went to a church in his past and had a bad experience with the church.
Hmm.
And well, in his case, he had a lot of layers that he was dealing with. He was an ex-felon on probation or parole for a gun violation. And he was a veteran with PTSD that had not been on his medication for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that he had come out with that gun to do something terrible. It could have went a totally different way that night in the church. It could have been a bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
But, the Lord really touched me to be able to minister to him, because I think my whole life had been designed and God was preparing me for that moment. You know, being from Miami, Florida, Liberty City, you know, drugs and violence, joining the military early and understanding weaponry and understanding disciplines, and being a Christian and being saved at an early age had brought me to that point, and serving our community by feeding the homeless and giving scholarships. And I've always had a passion for the less fortunate, and I always wanted to give back. And I think that moment, my military training, understanding that, you know, we're in a volatile situation and I have to protect those that are under my leadership. But it took that love, that compassion to de-escalate a situation that could have been terribly, terribly horrible. But God wanted to send a message to the world that God is in control, God is still real, and love conquers all.
Well, Reverend Wright, am I hearing, did you have some emotional difficulty just then? And I don't know if I'm...
Oh, yeah. I really get moved by it because it's bigger than me. I think it's a call of God, a message that's going out to the world, to humanity, because there's so much killings, there's so much violence, there's so much hatred, there's so much racism, and God's heart is hurting, and he ministered to me through that.
Well, the police came and picked up Gregory Boone and took him for mental health treatment. We understand he came back to your church the following Sunday. What's happening now? Is he now a member of your church, or...
Well, he told me that day, that Sunday evening, after he got out of the mental health facility and had got on his meds, he says, Pastor, he said, I felt so much love in your church that night. He said, I never felt love like that. He said, I brought my wife with me today because we want to join your church and we want to be baptized. And we welcomed them in, and he was to be baptized that following Sunday, but he heard that the news media had gotten hold to it, and he didn't want a bunch of cameras and a bunch of, you know, people there.
That news media.
Yeah. And so he got arrested that Tuesday, and I went to see him Wednesday, and I went to his court hearing with him. I visit him and pray with him in jail there, and they're holding, and let him know, I want you to know that it's going to be a challenge for you, but I'm with you.
What was he arrested for?
Well, he was on probation for a gun violation.
So you're going to stick with him?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with him. What we're trying to do, because in Fayetteville, because Fort Bragg is with us, the Veterans Court was established to handle our veterans in a different type of way, to get them diagnosed and get them on the proper medications, because a lot of times you come right out of a war zone and you come back to the States and you in the streets, anything could just, you know, click you off. And this young man, he explained to me at PTSD, and there were times that he tore up his whole house and didn't even know he did it.
So Gregory Boone, the young man, is getting help from the Veterans Court. But Reverend Wright, what if this man who walked into your church with a gun begins walking back in with a Bible? Will parishioners be afraid? You say that there are sometimes sketchy, that's your word, young men who come into the church and it unsettles some people.
The church is supposed to be a place for that type of thing, but because we've had so much violence and it seemed like the church is under attack, then you have people that are afraid. And it has nothing to do with color. It's, you know, we live in a world that is not black and white anymore, you know, and spiritually it's always been a spiritual warfare against good and evil. And so we have to look at that when it comes to God's word and God's love and whose side we want to be on. We don't want to be on the dark side, you know, when it comes to Star Wars, but we want the Force to be with us.
Well, and you may sometimes be on the side of someone who has been taken by the dark side and support them. Reverend Wright, pastor of Heal the Land Ministries in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Reverend, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.